From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Trump says he has instructed his representatives not to sign the final communique of the G7 summit after he became angered by remarks by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trudeau had said that all seven of the parties to the summit agreed on a final communique. The Canadian Prime Minister added that recent Trump administration tariffs on American allies are insulting and that Canada would retaliate with its own tariffs if the U.S. policy did not change.
I have made it very clear to the President that it is not something we relish doing, but it is something that we absolutely will do, because Canadians were polite, were reasonable, but we also will not be pushed around.
In response, Trump took to Twitter, saying he instructed U.S. representatives not to endorse the final communique as we look at tariffs on automobiles flooding the U.S. market. Trump called Trudeau's comments weak and dishonest. Trudeau's office responded with a statement saying that the prime minister had not said anything in his news conference that he has not said to Trump before. President Trump left Quebec early after attending the G7 summit and is on his way to Singapore for another summit, this time with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president warned Saturday his meeting with Kim in Singapore June 12th is a one-time shot for the North Korean leader as they discuss Pyongyang giving up its nuclear weapons.
This is a leader who really is an unknown personality. People don't know much about him. I think that he's going to surprise on the upside, very much on the upside. We'll see.
The Trump administration is seeking the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Pyongyang is believed to be seeking relief from sanctions. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund has warned that heavy rains and flooding in Somalia are putting hundreds of thousands of children at high risk of disease and death. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports about half of the 230,000 people who have been displaced by floods since April are children. It says people are living in congested, unsanitary conditions that breed disease. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyrak warns acutely malnourished children living under such conditions are at great risk of falling ill and dying. UNICEF reports acute malnutrition rates among displaced children have exceeded the emergency threshold of 15% and have reached as high as 21%. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Meanwhile, humanitarian agencies are warning a possible attack by the Saudi-led coalition on the Houthi-held Yemeni port city of Hodeidah could put the lives of 250,000 people at risk. While no attack is imminent, Jens Lerke, a spokesman for the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says a military attack or siege on Hodeidah would impact hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians.
The UN and its partners estimate that as many as 600,000 civilians are currently living in and around Hodeidah. Humanitarian organizations have rushed to develop a contingency plan. In a prolonged worst case, we fear that as many as 250,000 people may lose everything, even their lives.
Saudi Arabia began bombing Houthi rebels in support of the Yemeni government in March of 2015. Since then, the UN estimates more than 10,000 people have been killed, most due to airstrikes. The Taliban announced Saturday that it will halt offensive operations against government security forces across Afghanistan during 3 days of Eid al-Fitr festivities to mark the end of Ramadan. The ceasefire coincides with a unilateral week-long stoppage of anti-Taliban operations announced by Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. Presidential spokesman Mohammad Harun Chakansuri said Saturday the government would welcome any Taliban steps that would lead to reduced bloodshed in the country. This will be the first time since 2002 that the Islamist insurgency will cease hostilities in Afghanistan. At the Belmont Stakes in New York, Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner Justify became the 13th horse ever to win U.S. horse racing's Triple Crown. Gronkowski, a bit of a surprise, finished second, while Hofburg was third in the Belmont Stakes. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.